president doesn't really read anything other than, well, news articles about himself. Mostly he watches TV, news stations whose talking heads talk about him in reverent tones. Far as anyone knows, he doesn't listen to music, doesn't dance, doesn't sing or play an instrument, doesn't write much of anything beyond a florid signature, doesn't paint or mess with art. What art he appreciates is anyone's guess. My guess is the only art hanging in the penthouse of the Trump Tower would be a full-size mirror, in a gold frame, of course. Maybe I'm being ungenerous. Nobody has to read literature. No one is required to listen to music. You don't have to appreciate art to be a full human being. I know a few South Enders like that, and, well, they're plenty happy to go to work, come home, and watch ESPN sports without becoming narcissistic cretins. They just don't care much about the arts. C'est la vie. But they didn't fire the director of the nation's premier art center and any of the board members he felt were too woke. The man with zero aesthetic appreciation just put himself in charge of the Kennedy Center, making himself the czar of culture in America. Apparently, Trump isn't content to wage war with his own government. He isn't content to make enemies of the press. He doesn't mind alienating neighboring countries or allies. He's willing to denigrate the leader of Ukraine, call him a dictator, and accuse him publicly of starting the war with Russia. He seems to be open to alliances with true dictators who have traditionally been our enemies. And with malice toward all, now he needs to co-opt the arts too. My friends who voted for him think he's the businessman this country needs. A billionaire who'll bring back the Gilded Age, who's transactional, meaning he sees the world as a zero-sum game, everything through the lens of profit and loss, money, goods, relationships, the art of the deal and only the deal. A good toilet is the throne for this kind of thinking. But a full-size mirror is not art, merely a narrow two-dimensional reflection of a small one-dimensional man, the last man on earth who should be the czar of culture. Bye.